I like the fact that everyone's turning out here, and it seems like a carnival atmosphere. I'm a musician in my own way, but I don't know if I could go up on the stilts and play the tambourine.
What do you think is an important factor about a festival like this?
Everyone's welcome, kids to grandparents.
This is my first honk.
What are your impressions?
There's a lot of honking. And a lot of vibrant people, and everyone's smiling and having fun. And there's a lot. Now we're going to another area.
Go over here, go over there. 7 different locations around Davis Square in Somerville as activist street bands converge to create a beautiful cacophony known as honk. This year, bands came from even further than before, with more international input. One of the new buzz bands this year came all the way from Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Os Cidarellas wowed the crowd with their enthusiasm, dancing, even with a tuba, and unusual covers like the Rolling Stones' Paint It Black. Ken Field, who plays with the Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society, is one of the organizers of the Honk Festival. I asked him about the larger international contingent.
We've been international. We had Italian bands for years. This is, these guys are new and energetic and exciting. And first time we've had a Brazilian band. It's, how could you say anything? It's amazing.
And speaking of energetic and exciting, how do you guys maintain the energy level for nearly 4 days straight? It's intense.
Wow, look at all these people here. Everybody pitches in a little energy, and together you get a ton of energy.
But you guys who are playing almost going nonstop.
You feed off of the crowd. You feed off of what people are giving back to you, and that gives you energy. And also lack of sleep helps.
The Forward Marching Band from Wisconsin grew out of the struggle to remove their governor, Scott Walker, 3 years ago. They took Woody Guthrie's attitude and brought it to an activist street band.
So we're here at Davis Square, and what are your impressions of the Honk Festival?
It's the best place for people watching. And I'm having a great time. Love the sound, love watching the people.
A lot of funny costumes and things here.
There's people who are dressed for their bands that they're representing. There are people who are dressed just because it's an opportunity outside of Halloween to express themselves. People are having a good time.
And what do you think is the importance of a festival like this?
I think it brings a community together. I think it allows people to share something that is unexpected. All the different stages, each one has something different going on. They're fun.
You came up from Long Island for this. What are your impressions?
Oh, it's kind of a bit of Mardi Gras right here in Boston. The whole city has an opportunity to go nuts.
Are you going to go nuts?
So many trombones in my life, and I played trombone all my life. You know, you wonder who's delivering the pizza.
So you've come up to actually take part?
Yeah, I'm going to play in the pickup band.
All right, great. Well, enjoy it.
Thank you.
So you seem surprised that these streets are still open and there's traffic coming through here.
I am surprised that the streets are open. I mean, there's a lot of pedestrians, the sidewalks are overflowing, and it's actually bad weather, so I can only imagine the kinds of crowds that would normally be here, and if the streets were shut down, there'd just be a lot more fun to party in the street.
Well, they'll be shut down tomorrow for the parade.
Okay. Yeah, so that'll at least they'll do that. I'm just surprised they didn't shut it down for the whole day today. It's not like any of this traffic is really that crucial to Somerville's economy. It's not like anyone can park around here anyway, so.
They put up all these barricades so you can only cross in the crosswalks, so it stops people from spilling over into the street.
Yeah, and that's a good safety measure, especially with a lot of like little toddlers around, like mine. But it would be nice if the streets were closed, at least some of them.
Some attendees at the Saturday Honk Festival. We heard from Tanya of Arlington, a Long Island trombone player, and Sarah from Billerica. Members of the locally based Second Line Social Aid and Pleasure Society band expressed the meaning and importance of honk.
What's important? Well, it's important that, you know, people get out there and claim the streets.
Get off your goddamn digital devices for a minute.
That's right. Exactly. You know, three dimensions, they have their advantage.
I think making music is a beautiful thing. I mean, it brings people together. It's a language. People learn how to speak it. You know, you need to practice that stuff because we're all at home on our little devices and, you know, we're pretending that we're part of these online communities and people don't forget how to talk to each other and how to, you know, read each other as human beings and stuff, and you forget how much you share, and it's important.
Hi there, everyone. This is Mr. Kurt. I'm a guest interviewee. I'm going to interview the person who's recording this whole sensational fiesta, the Honk Festival. Chuck, you've been covering this for years now, and I know you have lots of friends doing this. What do you think about this year's festival?
Oh, I like it because it seems to be bigger. They've expanded beyond Davis Square a little bit, and they've got more international bands. We've got bands from Brazil this year, and...
Around the world?
From around the world. Bands are coming from around the world now. It used to be around the country, and then Canada got involved, and now we've expanded. I'm saying we. I'm just here as a participant, but it's...
Yes, it's the euphemistic we,
right.
Or you.
Expanded to around the world, yes.
Okay, that's great. Okay, thanks for letting me do a little interview with you, Mr. Chuck. Mr. Kurt, signing off for Camaraderie Music Productions.
Perhaps Contraption was another band that came a long way to entertain the crowd in Davis Square. They came from London, England. Charlie Weather is one of their sax players.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's the first time. It's amazing.
So how's it feel to be a part of it?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. It's so good. There's not many brass bands in the UK, especially not like this, so it's just fantastic for us, yeah.
Thank you for coming all this way to be a part of it.
Oh, no, it's an absolute pleasure. So excited to be here.
Thank you.
So what did you think of that last band?
Oh, they were brilliant. They were like Eric Satie collaborating with the Bonzo Dog Band.
That's a combination.
Yeah, yeah. No, they had rigor and they had humor and, yeah, they were color coordinated and... No, they were the whole package. They made you want to jump up and down, and they made you scratch your head, and it doesn't get any better than that.
From the 8th Annual Honk Festival in Davis Square, I am Chuck Rosina for the Boston Community Radio Project.